Blog Talk Radio.
And those of you who are watching by way of YouTube, We got Elder Mitch.
Long, Box Long.
In the house here tonight with us. Myself and teacher.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
We're here. Let me put this up here. I literally just got back from the other community in Georgia. Yeah, that's really about like a 6-hour drive, but it's 7 if you stop to eat. You know what I mean? A little haul. So. Or show Brother Daniel himself. Check this out. Look at this, Brother Daniel. That law. Teacher Shane made it.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, sir.
So did. He's got this, what do you call it, 3D printer?
Yes.
He got a 3D printer. So check out this menorah right here. Isn't that nice? Yeah, I know it's something. Check that out. That menorah, huh?
Yeah, go right up here, too.
Nice little display up there, isn't it? Monkey Bastard, thank you for your offering, my brother. By tomorrow morning, no doubt there should be an extraordinary amount of videos.
Nice.
Should be an extraordinary amount of videos uploaded on Patreon at all different levels. We got Deacon Josh here, his family. Elder Rufus is here, along with Elder Mitch. And tomorrow is our big Sabbath. That's where a lot of people come in. Tomorrow, where a lot of people live. Glory to the King.
Glory.
By the way, y'all bring this guy in here for a second so he can make his debut. Everybody bothering me about what does his car look like now? I tell you what he is. He's 23 pounds.
Big dude.
Boy, and he just turned 9 months old. In June? July?
It is June. End of June.
He just turned 9 months. Wednesday, September 23rd. So here is the man, the little boy, the myth, the legend, the pull-up champ. Here's Kaya. Look here, Kaya. Look here, Kaya. Check him out. You giving him the look. Look, he giving y'all the look. There's his Kaya. Look at him. Woo-wee! Huh? He all there, ain't he? Huh? He crawling around, he pulling up. Most of y'all seen him on Patreon. Then they see his son. And of course, he doing a lot of stuff today. Look at you, right there, look. Tegan, and then you look right there. See right here? See, look at you. It's Kaya. Say hi, everyone. Say bye, everyone. He heavy, he's 23 pounds. There he goes, he's gonna teach the chain now. He's doing 1,000-yard stare. They got that thing going. I don't know what it is, but got a mean mug on, man. All right, there go mom. That's little this guy. Chunky leg, big boy, yeah. Oh, yeah, everywhere we go, he gets, man, everybody stops. He's a showstopper. Everybody loves little babies. But babies are nice. And same, my granddaughter here, my brand new granddaughter, Salome, is here too. Man, I don't know if you want her. Hey, bring Salome in here. Well, we put Jonathan and Abigail on camera.
Yeah.
Bring Salome in here. Let me show y'all Elder Mitch's youngest daughter. She getting ready to turn 3 months, right?
Yeah.
3 months.
First out of purification.
Mm-hmm. Erica's first day out of purification, and they are down here at Springway, Tennessee. Man, I want y'all to see something. I want to show y'all a looker right here.
No, my grandchild, check this out. This is Salome. Look at this. See the Salome. Let me put you down here, baby. Look at that. Look at her. Look at Salome. Wow. Ain't she beautiful? Look at her. She just got finished eating. She's looking at her whaler. She doing pretty good in 3 months, though, isn't she? She's stressed out. Look at her. She's stressed all out. Look at that. Woo! Look beautiful. Look beautiful. Look at this little queen right here. Look at Salome. Look at her. And she's quiet like this all the time. All the time. Look at her. Hey, everyone. Hey. This is Elder Mitch's youngest daughter, Sister Erica, had about almost 3 months ago. And another grandchild for Pastor Dallas. There. Look at that. Look at the beautiful hair, too. Just like his Kaya and Jonathan and Africa, they all got the heads of hair. All right, tell them bye-bye, baby. There's all the wave y'all getting right there. All right, Mom.
Quiet.
Just quiet all the time, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, and there's something to be said. You know what I mean? We talked about how women be at peace.
Yes.
Be at peace, man. Babies come out just as restful and peaceful and content. And
true.
They do. You know, I've been gone away for a whole week, just about a whole week, and the week went pretty fast to me, my week. You know, I had somebody send me a portion of a video with Malachi Maccabee. That's the guy that sat next to Yaquie when they're doing their little videos. And he said, because you remember I was talking about how my eye came out of my socket?
Yeah.
That actually, you know, it kind of, you know, your eyelid rolls up like that, and you can't get it to go back down. I felt like it was out of my damn socket. And it seemed like it was pushed out a little bit, but then I had McDowell pushed it in or whatever it was doing. I don't know what it was doing. But if it was literally out of my socket, do you think I'd still be sitting here today? Or would I not have a patch on my eye? You're going to tell me. And these assholes, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. He said that, Dow is sick. I said, I hope not, but I do know one thing. And in this ministry, we don't take it kindly when people are speaking any type of evil or sickness or diseases up on us. You mess with the wrong people. Remember, we taught y'all deliverance.
True.
We taught y'all spiritual warfare and the meaning of it. And there ain't nobody in the United States of America that is more powerful in the deliverance ministry than Straightway. We are the leading hub, period.
Nobody else?
Nobody else. We're the leading hub. They got a few people that doesn't follow, but we're the biggest ministry that doesn't. And I want everybody in Straightway to return those curses back to the center.
Mm-hmm.
Malachi Maccabee. We're going to start talking like that, man. We're going to really see if these devils that y'all serving over there, we're going to see how they treat y'all. Y'all messing with the wrong people. So all the straight way, y'all return back those curses back over there. Anybody Malachi Maccabee, that's what he called his name. That's his Hebrew name. That ain't his government name. You know what I mean? But the spirit world know who it is. You know what I mean? So we return curses back to the sender because we don't take it kindly when people are speaking premonitions or aberrant, what do you call it, invoking demonic spirit. We take that very, very serious. What do you say, Teach?
Basically from an ignorant ass.
Yeah, you don't do stuff like that. And you're crossing the line now. And when you start doing stuff like you want to cross the line, getting wheels just on the seat, we're going to see who's serving y'all then.
Yeah.
We got to test that boast all the time. How many times I said that? Well, they say they serving y'all. We say we serving y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all going to have to answer, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because we both can't be serving him the same way then.
Oh.
And it's sad. See, I'll cut that off for a second while I speak to this for a second. It's sad. I came over this because I heard them challenging some people for the debate, Yaquie and Malachi Maccabee. I call them devils, and I showed you the scripture reason why they're devils. Why get offended when you call somebody what they actually truly are? I'm not calling you names. I'm just saying you got devils.
Yeah.
Now, how many people we know in the ministry, we don't want them?
No.
How many times do you know, we people know people in the midst, we're getting deliverance from demons?
All the time.
So if I'm telling somebody got a devil, I'm not telling them to have a devil, saying they got a devil because I'm insulting them.
No.
I'm stating the fact.
Yeah.
There's a religious devil.
Stating love.
Yeah, I mean, whatever between honor and humility. That's the name of their channel, right? Honor and humility. If I tell you got a devil, damn it, you got a devil. You're talking about the premier deliverance minister over the last 30 years in America, sought after, teaching this. And when I see a spirit enter into someone, you know, it's like, that's what Yaki did. He goes out and he talks to everybody about herbs, and then all of a sudden he wants to get off in a doctrine. And you got your old teachers that used to teach y'all, now all over y'all ass. For all this falsehood and all this damn Buddhism, y'all keep telling people it ain't Buddhism. I'm telling you that's what it is. Wait till this debate comes, though. We're going to bring it out. We're going to bring it. There won't be no room for misunderstanding. I'm going to show you when someone is deceived and they have a devil, I'm going to show you what deception looks like. I'm going to show everybody so there'll be no room for misunderstanding. Lord. I ain't taking this personal. Y'all the one that opened up your mouth and said you'll debate anybody. Ain't I somebody?
Yeah.
Well, you should have picked up the phone and called me. When y'all put the debate out, you didn't pick up the phone and say, Pastor Dow, we're talking about everybody but you.
True.
I'm taking it as, hey, it's something good to have a discussion on.
Oh, yeah. True.
So if I call you a devil, I'm not calling you a devil because I want to be your enemy. But if you want to be enemies, I'm telling you, I'm a damn good enemy. Now, that I promise you. There's one damn thing I'm good at, being an enemy. And whenever you tell the truth, get Galatians 4:16 teaching. That's just what happens. And then they get on and make 3 or 4 hour broadcasts and all kind of other stuff like this, man. Listen, you got challenged to a debate. It's either put up or shut up now. I know what happened as soon as I said I'll call you out on that debate and I will accept it. I know your pinkster muscle tightened up. I know you're feeling them butterflies in your stomach. And you should.
Definitely.
Because, y'all see that people be running like hell from straightway when it comes to debating.
Yeah.
We can go either vein anyway. And so here we is. Amen. What? We're not going to get into the name calling all this stuff. We're just going to flat out tell you, look, if I tell you a devil, you're a devil, and if you're deceived, you're deceived. And when people are deceived, do you think they know they're deceived? Somebody usually got to tell them you're deceived. Look, you're going off path.
Yeah.
And then I heard that he wanted to make the debate always chicken clean. No, we're going to debate over what y'all put your foot in your mouth on. It's going to be the dietary law. And if you want to bring in chicken, bring it on in. But we talking about the dietary law, whom, which y'all are coming against. You know what I mean? I know what the word says, but I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who in the hell are you? I know what was written. I know what the law says, but I say, who in the hell are you?
True.
and anytime you oppose the law, you're opposing the Most High. You're opposing the Most High. You know that it's Jeremiah 3:15 passes. I'm stepping up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Only because y'all have had some association with us.
Yeah.
If you was like some one of these other Hebrew camps, I don't give a damn about you.
True.
Y'all all talk shit, make videos. They ain't about it, though. Mm-hmm. That's all they do, talk shit.
No action.
That's right. No action. They just run their damn lips and mouth and everything. That's one thing about straightway. We roll.
Action.
We straight up roll. We tell you we're going to be somewhere. You can take it and put it in the bank and count it.
Yeah.
We'll be there not only with bells on and tee-tees on, but we'll be there suited and booted. We talking about we have professional. Professional, I'm going to leave it at that. We got professionals in this ministry.
True.
This ain't no little gang-banging niggas out on the side on the damn hood street and can't even hit the broad side of a damn bar. You talking about some real soldiers here?
Yeah.
Good God of mercy. So keep the vein clean. Keep the vein clean. And since you, likewise, you younger, first get Galatians 4:16, man. Galatians 4:16. Go ahead and read, teach.
Am I therefore become your enemy?
Because what?
Because I tell you the truth.
Y'all didn't think that being a y'all spoke with passion?
Yeah,
did not Paul withstood Peter to the face when he was meant to be blamed?
Yeah, he did.
We're not breaking about no contention. We're just doing what the church world refuses to do. Call out heresy.
Yep.
We just calling it out. Nothing personal. Nothing personal at all.
Zero.
But we calling out heresy. Ain't that right?
Me.
You call out heresy, man. That's what you got to do. Go to 1 Peter 5:5, teacher. 1 Peter 5:5, honor and humility. So all you young whippersnappers, these old heads right here, we're going to teach you. We're going to teach you tact. We're going to teach you order. We're going to teach you discipline. And we're going to show you what honor and humility is. 1 Peter 5:5, come on with it, teach.
Likewise.
What?
You younger?
And that's exactly what y'all are. You all the younger. I've been not only, I'm a different preacher than these people out here. I don't only preach and talk about this, but I live this.
True.
We got 11 communities that live this.
Yes.
We live this. We truly live set apart. We are away from the heathen. So that when you live this, there's a whole different doorway of understanding, a dynamic that comes through this. When you live this, a whole new revelation is opened up. That's why we're equipped with so much power,
yeah,
and so much anointing and understanding and comprehension. Y'all kid ain't the only one out there that sell herbs. We was out patronizing him because, hey, Pastor Corey introduced him to us.
True. He did.
There's all kind of brothers out there on YouTube and different places out there selling herbs who we used to buy from.
True.
But when you go around and call yourself an herbalist, and then next thing you know, you bring it in and inserting all this false doctrine and all this false teaching and then telling people that they got issues and drugs, and then you're going to take issue with the law that has already been written for thousands and thousands of years because you got some new esoteric damn book and doctrine and stuff like that. You're going to introduce that, these foreign substances and these foreign books into the mind and conscience, in which nobody in the first century had any damn idea what the hell they are. Now, I know what I'm talking, but, you know, I ain't giving up nothing. They can't help but all you got to do is sit there. If you want to, I don't listen to it, but if you want to listen to it, they're going to give up their whole debate points. They already did them all up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Novice lifted up with pride, falling to the condemnation of the devil. So just because I call you a devil, I didn't take that personally. People call me a devil all the time. But one of us is a devil.
Yeah.
My fruit speaks for itself. I don't take y'all's money and go out and buy Bentleys.
Nope.
I will go out and buy a piece of land and stick some saints on it.
Yeah.
How much them damn things cost anyway? Them things ugly as hell.
Who's that?
Bentleys.
Oh, I don't know. I
have no clue. When you start going on false doctrine, I got to pull straightway support away.
Huh?
And y'all owe a lot of our brothers and sisters. Y'all like 2-3 months behind. Oh, man, the switchboard went down.
I just
log
back.
Reload.
It's all good.
Go ahead.
Oh, you can stay there, Pastor.
It's still. And the y'all like two, three months behind. That's bad business.
On orders?
Yeah, on orders. 2 and 3 months behind on orders. Ain't nobody that damn busy. Stop all that traveling and get the damn orders done, and you can get the shit done.
True.
But let's finish 1 Peter 5:5, teach. Likewise, you young to do what? Bless all y'all that are donating here tonight. But you see how these young, on fire, uncouth, whippersnappers are? They ain't got no knowledge, no understanding. They get upset and passionate. They got to make all these videos, got to talk about them and everything behind the scenes. Listen, I called you a devil. I did it in the open. I called your name out. I ain't doing it in the corner. Ain't nothing personal. At least it wasn't for me. But it seems like it's going that way. Which I'm perfectly content with that. Read, teacher.
Likewise, you younger.
Do what?
Submit.
Do what?
Submit.
One more time.
Submit.
Submit what?
Yourself.
Unto the what?
Unto the elder.
Well, damn, I know I'm an elder because, I mean, at least, you know, in John 8, they looked at Jesus and said, I'm not getting 50 years old. Yeah. So that, even in itself, coming from the Pharisees, that's just a benchmark right there.
Yeah.
Damn, don't I look like an elder?
Yeah.
I've been in the Hebrew faith and knowledge longer than all y'all. I've been living this. And ain't none of y'all living this message. Ain't none of y'all living it. You still stuck in the city. You ain't living this message.
True.
You still paying rent and mortgage. You ain't living this message. I'm telling you, run around all these high-priced cop notes and these fancy cars and stuff like that. You ain't living the message. The borrower is a servant to the lender. Mm-hmm. That's what the book says. Who are you serving? Don't give it to me. Don't tell me none of that, man. Don't try to come over here and back this. And then now they got a whole message out there on chicken being unclean. Boy, teach Eric Robinson, tore that mess up. Tore that mess up. You know what I mean? And then that's what happens when you think you have something exclusive, different than everybody else. You think everybody else is going to come and jump on the bandwagon. What do you say? Let me see. They say, put down a strong drink. Put down the weed. No, I wasn't going to smoke no damn weed anyway.
No.
And quit eating meat. If you offend in one part, you guilty of them all.
Yeah.
Damn, you just got finished coming against y'all. Did he not tell us? Did he not tell us that we could drink strong drink?
Be married.
Did he tell us to make merry?
Yes, he did. Oh, yeah.
We're not over here no damn drunken stupor. And like I said, I said it once 10,000 times. If y'all are all this health addicts and all this stuff, y'all are in such damn good shape, I would invite y'all to come and work out with me and Elder Mitch and Teacher Shane. We got a block building up here we getting ready to do.
Yeah.
Come out here and work with us for 1 week. Let's see how y'all do. Let's see if these herbs are giving y'all strength. I'm not against herbs because we've always taken herbs.
Yeah.
Over conventional medicine, we've always taken herbs. And here at Straightway, a lot of people don't know it, but for years, unless I don't get to eat all the time down at Down Hall, but we've had vegetable plates for years.
Oh,
but that's all we would eat for dinner.
Yeah.
2-3 times a week. So you're not telling us nothing. But you cannot go out there and preach and then go against what the law already has sanctioned as lawful.
Wait.
And then come against the whole entire book. And I'm going to show y'all how they twist and warp scriptures, too. I'm going to tie that up. Oh, y'all have to wait on the debate for that one, though. Y'all have to wait on the debate for that one. Huh? Let's go, champ. Finish reading, teach.
Submit yourself.
So you younger, Malachi, Maccabee, Yaki, submit yourself. Submit yourself. Submit. Who's your elder? Who is your elder? Don't tell me you're 35, 36 years old and you ain't got no elder. You don't have any pastor. You the pastor and you the elder. Hadn't even learned how to piss straight yet at 35, 36 years old. When you haven't even, I can understand you start living this 10 years ago, living this. Then you would be accounted as wise. Read on, teach.
Yeah. All of you.
What are you supposed to be?
Be subject.
Be subject what?
One to another.
Be subject one to another. Come on with it.
And
do what?
Be clothed.
Be clothed. Be clothed with what?
Humility.
Humility. I'm telling a lot of y'all, y'all already done jumped on y'all kids' bandwagon. Y'all getting ready to get changed. Y'all got to do some reading. You might as well go and repent right now, because if you know that Pastor Dowell is accepting a debate from someone, and I'm getting ready, at least one thing, at least I get to put them even more so on the map. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I get to make them that much more popular, except it's going to be in a bad way, though. Some of y'all already done started. You've been knowing me all these years. You know my manner of lifestyle, and you already questioning me.
Yeah.
And you don't know a damn thing about them except what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know nothing about them. How intelligent are you? I'm an open book. Easily be read of all men.
Amen.
An open book. So here we go. It is what it is. But let's just open this. First part, dietary law. Then let's make the second part talking about all this paganism and this satanic stuff y'all in, especially that damn lotus flower that y'all keep deceiving the masses on. See, anybody can tell you what they believe something is, but that doesn't mean that's what it is just because they say. Especially when you got the proof sitting in front of you. You got two conflicting opinions right here. One I'm right, one I'm wrong. And you, the audience, are going to have to decide.
True.
By their fruits?
You
should know. You ain't going to see Pastor Dowell saying no peace to no damn gods. And don't give me that shit that we all gods and all that. You know, we don't even have understanding even on what that says and means.
Oh, absolutely. So true.
Have no understanding, and that'll come out too, more than likely. Peace to the gods and peace to the earth and all this other shit. No, hell no. Shalom to the Prince of Peace.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King. All right, so anyway, we got that out. We wasted about 20 minutes on that. A yard time, huh? Wasted about 20 damn minutes on that. But, like I said, I was at the other community in Straightway, Georgia. Rockland down there at the Straightway, Georgia East. Being about our father's business. Brother Robert and Sister Deidre are doing a damn good job down there. Oh, damn good job down there. And, man, I got that book, man. Put it like this, Elder. I didn't even get to read. I took that book, and I didn't even get to read one page of that book. I intended on reading that book.
You get it in.
I did. And I didn't get to read one page.
I get it.
I know you do. You're a working man. I know you do. At least I know you do now.
I get it.
I know you do.
I get it.
Hey, I bless all of y'all, each one of y'all out there that are contributing to the work of the ministry by way of a super chat, Cash App, PayPal, Patreon. And like I said, man, I got a plethora of videos. By the time y'all wake up in the morning, there's going to be quite a few videos at all different levels on Patreon up there. And I'm talking about some hot stuff. You know what the problem with us, y'all know what the problem with us as a people is?
Okay.
And you know, first of all, number one, Israel is built by strong families. We got to have a strong patriarchal families. We got to have it. Most of y'all love families. That's why. And you know what I'm doing, right? I'm doing all the things that people in my generation don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
What's that, Sam?
I'm telling these older women, and I'm not talking about just any older woman, just because you old don't mean you wise. Just like the book says, aged men are not always wise.
Yes, sir.
What the hell is it with what's wrong with us that we ain't got hardly no women at all, except a few of them, that can actually teach young daughters a sign? It's the mother's responsibility to teach their daughters how to be wives, how to be mothers. And ain't nobody teaching that. Everybody just leaving their sons and daughters to fend for themselves. Figure it out as you go. That's why the Bible talks about us fathers after the flesh. I'm talking about stuff like that. I'm talking about this stuff that has got teeth, is substance. Things that's going to help keep a nation strong. I'm answering questions. What does a man look for in a woman?
Good question.
I'm asking damn good questions. I already got three or four of them already uploaded. 20 and 30 minute long teachings.
Hallelujah.
Huh? I mean, I'm going in.
Hallelujah.
Me and my youngest child, my young beautiful wife, son, we did a 25 minute video. You want to hear this one?
Yes.
You want to hear the title of this one?
Yes.
Ooh, it's hot. She chimed in too, man. She popped spot on. The title of this one is What If a Man's Wife Cannot Have a Child?
That's good.
Boy, Elder is smoking.
That's good.
It's smoking, Elder. I'm telling you, we're bringing it out. We are bringing it out. We're talking about all the things that your mama, your grandmama, your meemaw, your pawpaw, hee-haw, whoever it is. They never talked to us in this vein. And I'm getting ready to hopefully, out of one of the thousands here, I'm getting ready to hopefully to try to start something while I'm getting myself and my Ashias. Well, we're going to sit down and record a video, at least make it once a month, record a video to where we're talking about family structure and polygyny. How to do this the right way, Yah's way, according to the book.
Yeah.
Based on our experience. And mind you, you ain't going to see my size wearing no damn makeup. You ain't going to see their hair all out all over the damn place. You're not going to see no cleavage. You ain't going to see no earrings and no damn nose jewels and all this. You're not going to see all these things that other ugly-ass women need to enhance their ass. Because they're insecure about themselves. You gonna see the pure, unadulterated, uncompromising, nothing but the way they come out of their mother's womb with the exception of the clothes and the head covering on. You gonna see real, the realness of them. And hear the realness of them.
Unified with holiness.
We gonna do what we can to teach this generation. And I'm doing it. Where are the mothers that are supposed to teach the daughters how to be wives? Where they at? Mm-hmm. Where the fathers are supposed to teach their sons how to be responsible fathers, mm-hmm. responsible husbands, to teach them their roles.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody doing this stuff out there. And then don't tell me that the world is full of damn wisdom, all these dumbass people out there.
All right.
All we're doing is letting the world go out there and tell the damn people in the world. Somebody got to teach Israel. And that's what we're doing.
Hallelujah.
Because these little children you just seen in here,
yes.
We don't want them to end up like us.
No.
Thinking we know something and don't know a damn thing.
They want to do better.
They come out of their mother's womb in the faith.
Hallelujah.
And that's all they don't know.
Good.
We're going to adopt that ways like the Amish and Mennonite, boy. They know how to keep their people. We do. I'm telling you, if I ever learn nothing in all these 54 years now about how to do it, I didn't think I ever going to do it. Got to go through the growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
But even at that, the wise man in Proverbs says, who's coming after me? What type of man will he be?
True.
All we can do is plow in hope.
That's it.
But while we plowing in hope, we're setting up roadblocks, benchmarks.
Good.
We're doing all this to make sure that if somebody go off, you don't get a damn thing.
Checks and balances.
Checks and balances.
All day.
We keep this for the faithful. Mm-hmm. We got a generation of reborn.
Oh.
All the young men like taking counsel from their stupid ass peers that don't know nothing.
Yep.
We're here to bring forth much fruit. Glory to the King. That's what we're doing. That's what we're about here straight. We're going to be about it. But Summer Straightway is going to be down to Straightway, Georgia during the so-called World's Holiday. Holiday. It's a 4th of July stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you finish reading that? 1 Peter 5:5, you did? Keep reading. Read the whole thing again, because we done lost stuff.
Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another.
And
be clothed with humility.
Watch this one.
For Yah.
What does Yah do?
Resist the proud.
You hear that, Malachi Maccabee? You hear that, Yah keep? Yah resist the proud, but what does he do?
And gives grace to the humble.
This generation is so disrespectful and dishonorable. That's like when we went up. Elder Mitch, man, talk to that. I'll tell you what, Elder, I'm going to give you this screen for a second, man. Talk to the people about this. This is the type of mess we up against. You came to the Hebrews and Negroes. You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
You saw everything.
Mm-hmm.
You saw how the people treated us with much respect and much honor.
Mm-hmm.
You also saw a bunch of dishonor and a mess for people who call themselves Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff, man, on that boat, man, we might as well be in a nightclub.
Real talk.
Yeah. Women out there shaking their asses.
Mm-hmm.
We might as well be in a damn nightclub.
Pretty much.
And you saw that they did everything they can to make sure that I had the least amount of time possible to speak.
Yeah.
But I still had a powerful message in that little short, and I kept it within the perimeters of that time.
Oh, you did.
Did you? Elder, talk to everybody about that meet. Come on, sit over there in the chair for a second. Tell them what you experienced, saw, heard, and the spirit of it. Go ahead. I want y'all listening real good.
Holly, yeah. Well, number one, we first got there. Well, Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there, glory to the King. But we first showed up. I mean, it had the veneer, if you will, of, you know, hey, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah, we good. We brothers. We sisters. We whatever, right? But once all the festivities started and we started crowding into rooms and we began to try to teach, right? Because
mm-hmm.
some people was trying to teach. Probably shouldn't have been up there teaching.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Especially that damn elders panel.
Exactly. It was the same. We're looking. Now, you got a room full of men anywhere from 20s to 50s, 60 years old.
Come on.
Looking to this panel of four men, facts. I mean, this is Hebrews to Negroes. So what we saying is, all of Hebrews, we all in the same boat.
Come on.
And we're here, and we're trying to come out, and we're looking to hear some kind of wisdom. And that's why you talk about purple Cadillac so much, because it's like, what is this?
It's foolish.
Yeah, what is, why are we sitting here listening to this?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the other guy from Africa. I don't even know what he was talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you talking about.
Then you had the other cat. He was, I don't know. He was just the one with the glasses.
Yeah. Laws.
Yeah.
Laws.
Yeah. So I don't know what he was saying. The shepherd really was the only one that spoke anything of substance. It's about what are we going to do. All right. The sisters, at the end of the day, these people are a lot of talk. It's what it is. They just speak. but you don't really see it in function. You don't see it in action. You don't see anything that has changed in them, especially the sisters, because the sisters are the ones that are a depiction of the men.
Say it again.
They're the ones that are a depiction of men. You know, we see what you preach, we see what you teach based on what we see in your family. All right? That's just like any leader, you know, whether it be of an assembly. He said this all the time. You know what I'm pushing based on what you see my people doing.
That's right.
Especially the men.
That's right.
You see what I'm doing based on what you see in the people coming behind me.
There you
I
go.
See what's going on in your family based on what I see in the women.
Mm.
And honestly, you ask yourself a question. When you first came to the walk, when you first came to the truth, even if you were a Christian, you have to ask yourself, I look at the sisters, look at the women, right?
There you go.
If I go out to a mall, if I go out to, you know, some festivity that he just go to, what is the difference that I'm seeing in you?
And them.
Exactly. Versus what I see in them, period. If these are so-called Jesus, but you're a so-called believer, what is the difference? I couldn't draw a parallel.
And we're supposed to be putting a difference between the holy and the profane.
Exactly.
Come on, well.
Exactly. And so this is what we're seeing while we were there, especially in the sisters. Another thing I saw was that woman, that Jezebel. You know, I don't even know her name.
A damn only one love.
All right?
Damn fat-ass cow.
None of these men that was over the meeting sat her down. None of them. In fact, it was almost as if they was afraid of the woman.
I heard that Ron Dalton got rebuked, got it hurt, and she pulled his finger.
In his face.
Yeah. I said, I wish I'd seen that.
See, that's not how we function. Here straightway.
No, we don't roll like that.
Whatsoever at all. We don't have sisters all up in our grills, all up in our faces.
No, you stay the hell away from me.
Matter of fact, our sisters don't even try to be equal with us like the apocrypha say. You know, and that was even for men, right? You know, you're supposed to make yourself equal with the aged men, the elders, the pastors, or whatever the case may be, but this was women doing that. You know, they wasn't even, so they did a complete dishonor. To their households, to their heads. Honestly, if they even had a head. Honestly.
Ain't you glad that we didn't bring our side?
If we would, and see, that's another thing. See, we didn't even bring our women because, you know, the men going out to try to do this. I mean, we don't know these folks, you know. So, really, every man had the same thought. No, women going to stay back. We're going to go. We don't know these people. See, when we come together here, we're family. We're speaking the same thing. Mm-hmm. We're walking in the same vein. Mm-hmm. We have the same heart. We're on one accord. But they're not on one accord with us. We were a group of people trying to come together to try to do something. At the end of the day, I don't even know what the goal was. At the end of the day, now that I look back and think about it, what was the goal? What was the end goal?
You know, you can only fill up the people with so much damn information.
Exactly.
And then after that, then what?
Yeah, exactly.
Blessed are not the hearers, but the doers.
And people's will is in the way. I mean, if people are not willing to inconvenience themselves. Pastors have told us for many, many years about the inconveniences and about inconveniencing ourselves because at the end of the day, I mean, hey, you don't know what's going to happen. You can't depend on these people, these satanic folks that is ruling and dominating this earth at the end of the day because we all know the earth has been given into the hand of the wicked.
That's right.
At the end of the day, so you have to be able to depend on one another. I need to be able to depend on my brother. I need to be able to depend on my sister. I need to be able to depend on our leaders, our elders, our ministers. You see what I'm saying? And that's not what we saw when we were there whatsoever at all. I mean, people, they said a lot of things under their breath, or at least they tried to. They didn't like, especially women. Most of our issues came from women, honestly. If we really think about it, when we walked in, the women instantly did not like what they saw.
And we didn't give a shit.
No, they didn't like what they were feeling.
You stay your tongue. They didn't
know what I'm saying.
And you know it's crazy because we didn't, when we walked in, we didn't say a word.
No.
It was just the power of y'all that was with us that put them in a damn place.
The presence. The presence.
And I'm serious. It was like the terror of y'all was on them.
The men recognized it. The men. Men.
They was like, what is this?
Yeah, not male. Men. Men recognized.
Y'all gonna see that for debate too.
Men recognized it, all right? They recognized real at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the men recognized it. But the sisters, the women, man, they weren't feeling it whatsoever at all. They couldn't wait for us to get up out of there. They couldn't wait for us to move around. They wanted their space. You know what I mean? So this is what we saw at the meeting or that gathering. And, I mean, honestly, I just knew they couldn't get with us. I just knew they could. There was no way. There was no way that we could, you know, we don't agree, so we can't walk together.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It's like Book said, I mean, we just couldn't.
But we did. It's by the power of Yah. Yah did. He ended up pulling some faithful.
Yeah, he did.
People out of there.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. There's many people that came from other camps, many people that came.
Sure
they
did.
They heard of us.
They put all this stuff down.
Exactly. They heard of us, and they came, and they were able to listen. They heard what we were saying. They saw our walk. They saw our action. They saw how we were living.
Brothers were going to get Nate Wires out of other classes and said, no, you ain't listening. They would have got them and come over here with $5 and
down.
Listen to what they said.
Yeah. Yep.
Look what they put now. Forget the rest of this stuff.
Yeah, and this is what the way, the direction we need to move in. You see what I'm saying? Move in. Action.
Mm-hmm.
Move in. We don't need to just sit here and listen and fill up with knowledge. You know, whatsoever at all. You got to be able to be prepared, you know what I mean, for things that are coming down the pipe. And this is the only place that's really talking about that has the balance, honestly, when you really think about it. And from the men that were there, I mean, all they were going to do, they had no plan.
None.
No plan of action whatsoever at all. You know, at the end of the day, and I was telling the brothers this, they talked about this concrete pour or whatever that they had this week. And at the end of the day, I don't care if it's an assembly you're leading. I don't care if it's a family. I don't care if it's a job project. Somebody got to take the lead.
Yeah.
Period. At the end of the day. And you got to take the bull by the horn. Straight up.
Yeah.
So, man, that's just my mentality. We have to get on the same playing field. You know, somehow, some way. And that's not what you saw up there. So we could walk together. We'll serve it all. At the end of the day, this shit wasn't going to last. It's just the truth. It just wasn't going to last whatsoever at all. So we have to be in agreement. We have to have a cohesion, you know, about ourselves to where we can function and come together as one man.
And you remember that, when we was at the elders panel?
Mm-hmm.
They put this up as, these are your elders.
Exactly.
Go ahead, talk to him.
Yes.
Talk to him. Listen to this.
Yes.
This foolishness.
Now, I'm a young man. I sat in the front row. I'm like, oh, hallelujah. Now, of course, pastor's up there, so I'm like, all right, glory to the King. And he spoke last, I believe. I believe he spoke last. Or the other guy, I couldn't remember his name. What's the guy that was around, dog? It's the guy that kind of brought the meeting together.
Oh, yeah, but you talking about,
I can't remember his name.
I know his name.
But, He was kind
of Howard.
So Howard wasn't up there. But anyway, so these, like I said, at the end of the day, you got young men, range from all the age. These are the men.
And they wanted to know.
Yeah, of Israel. And so pretty much every man in there was looking, okay, what we going to do? Because we're supposed to be a tribe, right? A tribe functions the same. A tribe walks the same. Israel was always together. They rolled the same way, you know, when... all it takes is one to destroy much good. And when it was one sin in the camp, they all suffered. You know what I mean? They had to go find the sin out and get rid of it. You know what I mean? So what you have to understand is you got all these men sitting on this panel, and Israel is wanting to know how we walking. What's the direction that we're going in? What's the first step? You know, this is my situation. Let's come together. And there was even a man there that said, hey, I want to come to Tennessee.
So did.
He said, I want to come to
Tennessee.
I'm trying to come there and live there and be. He said, what do I need to do to get to Tennessee? To be on your land. That's exactly how the man spoke. Straight up. So, I mean, and it was just, there was no wisdom coming out of that thing. I mean, it was just, you sit there just spinning your wheels. I mean, yeah, some people dozing off, falling asleep. You know,
the only man they wanted to hear was me.
I'm getting to that, but
go ahead.
Yeah, they literally, the brothers just wasn't locked in. They were saying just like you could tell people getting impatient. They were ready to hear. What are we going? They ready to hear some marching orders.
Yeah,
that's really what they wanted to hear. And the only person that gave them that was the shepherd when he got up. You could tell everybody perked up. He was pretty. I mean, jealousy at the end of the day.
Yeah,
jealousy. And envy. That's the only reason why he gets the treatment that he gets now. Oh, this went off right here.
Yeah,
I don't know where
nobody.
Oh, you heard nobody?
That's why I was up.
Nah,
all right, go ahead.
But
what is that?
Yeah, it's just jealousy and envy at the end of the day.
Are we still broadcast?
It just went off.
More likely Blog Talk, right? I bet they hit me on Blog Talk. We all listen on Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Blog Talk's always strong.
Okay, keep going, Dale.
But so pretty much what you saw take place was jealousy and envy is what I was getting to. Because what you saw is people were coming from other areas, and the room where the shepherd was, our shepherd was packed. It was getting more filled. People want to know kind of where we were going, where we were going to be doing. Some folks that really wouldn't associate with us wanted to come to the house.
Nah, we gonna do that.
You know, and we didn't allow it because we know them that we labored among. That was just more so for the people, for the group. All right, that was for the inclusive group there. You know what I mean? The people that we already knew, the people that we already rubbed elbows with.
Yeah.
That's what that was for.
Like the book says, there's a us and a them.
That's it. It's a us and a them. And they didn't continue with us. So they wasn't a part of us whatsoever at all. Hallelujah. Oh, we up. Glory to the King.
It's almost there.
It's almost there. It ain't there yet.
OBS crashed.
I see. Gotcha. But this is kind of what we got going on, though. At the end of the day, it all boils back down to jealousy, envy, at the end of the day. And, you know, they weren't getting the shine. It's just kind of like King Saul, right? King Saul wasn't getting the shine. They talked about him with 1,000, David with 10,000. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so, therefore, he wanted to thrust him through with a javelin. You know, so, and that's all you saw taking place. But the people, man, we ain't going to go no further, man. Over here, what you got is, I've been around since 2011, man. And literally, I came here.
We back on.
We just popped back up. But once again, at the end of the day, what you see happening here, and I think, what's the brother's name? Ringo probably said it best. At the end of the day, there's something that this man is doing, all right, that is causing a chain reaction amongst other men. You see what I mean? To actually perform and actually to do, all right? And so you got me, I'm sitting here, 2011, you know, and all of a sudden, we're 10 years later down the line, and we're on many acres up in Kentucky, and we're doing exactly the same thing. It's up right here. Check it right here. See? So it's not there? Are we on right here, teach? Look.
Mm-hmm.
We're up?
Yeah, that's up.
But here they're not.
You just ain't showing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and
is that live or you pass the channel?
That one, man. Does this.
Who's that doing?
Just refreshing. Had to refresh the whole thing, I guess.
I can't tell.
The propagation is going.
What that mean?
It's online. Go 2-2-2-2-2-2.
What would that mean?
Means it's connected. Facebook one is.
This is an info. What would that mean? 4-3
Mm-hmm.
Act. I guess it's still on Blog Talk, right?
Yeah, we're still rolling.
Okay. Hallelujah. All right. Lord, to the
yeah, you
so,
talk still, so keep talking.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Yeah, so.
We got none on YouTube.
No.
YouTube
okay.
Should be back up.
So anyway, I'm just. Oh.
You got it.
So at the end of the day, I'm just saying like this. So, Justin and Envy, man. At the end of the day, you got people, like Ringo said, like I said before, there's something that this man is doing that is influencing others to perform and act and take action. At the end of the day, what'd you have? And you had what? You had the prophet Ahithophel, you know, and I think 1 and 2 Samuel, man to man, killed himself, all right, because his counsel wasn't followed. Killed himself for envy. You know, he was so rejected, he killed himself, all right, because this is how much men want their word heard. They want what they got, whatever that teaching is, whatever this sacred cow is, they want to say it. They want to spread it, and whenever it ain't going their way, They'll lead to death. They'll kill themselves. You know, they'll do whatever they can to let their voice be heard.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, what? I missed it.
Ahithophel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he killed himself. His word wasn't taken. When he saw that his word did not prevail, he killed himself. You know? And so, once again, I don't think anything has changed. Ain't nothing new under the sun. You know, you got the Messiah. They did the same thing. Full envy. Took him out. Full envy at the end of the day. This is exactly what I see going on now. When we went to the meeting, that's all I saw. That's all I thought. You know, people were just growing about. They weren't feeling it. They wasn't trying to hear.
And why in the hell will people get mad at us for showing you a real
strength,
living example?
Yeah, strength. You know, they upset.
We're doing this thing. We're actually obeying the Bible, doing exactly what it says.
Yeah, we've been.
You cannot deny the truth.
No.
Why do you think they invited me over there in the first place?
Exactly, because these are the only people we know doing it. And that was exactly what they made the statement.
They sure did.
That's the statement that they made. That we're the only people we know that are actually doing it. That are called Hebrew Israelites. So
and
come on up.
Now, Purple Cadillac.
And show us.
He talking about how he went to a dealer, and the Most High Yah blessed him. He got three or four vehicles, but he blessed him to go buy a brand new Cadillac.
And get in debt.
And get in $80,000, $90,000 in debt. And gave him $20,000 rebate down on money and said that's a blessing of the Lord and we need money.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we need is a bunch of faith.
Yeah.
That's what we
exactly.
need.
Exactly. To move and to perform.
That foolishness.
Yeah, to move.
That sounds like Christianity 101.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Why are you wearing Hebrew garments?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you blessed with things. Items. You know, things that are going to waste away. Things that are temporal. Things that are not going to last.
You know what the problem is, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I know you know this because you're putting that work in.
Yes, sir, yeah.
No, you literally, I'll talk about that earlier. You'll see the video
tomorrow.
You put that work in.
Yeah.
No, you're literally physically, so you have an invested interest.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what's going on. You understand the sacrifice.
Man,
left a six-figure job.
Yeah.
Out here. I told you, when you leave that job, now you're getting ready to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get
exactly
it now,
right.
Don't you?
Yeah, all day.
That's not saying you wasn't working then.
No, I'm working.
But now you're ready to get it.
Oh, yeah, I'm working. But I'm trying to, hey.
But look at this. I was talking about on that video. I said, this is young Elton. Been in the ministry. You've been at least 10 now, ain't you?
Going on 10. August will be 10.
August 10 years. Going on 10. You hear that? That's a decade.
It's a long time.
And I said, look at this. I said, let's look at this tally, this thing up. In 10 years of being in this, in the faith, you own 36 acres. No, 86 acres.
Mm-hmm.
You own 86 acres. You got saints living on the land with you, helping you build faithful people.
Yes.
People that got degrees.
Yes.
College degrees.
Yes.
Very successful and was making it in the world already.
Yeah. Building a career.
Got a couple of brothers up there was making either six figures or close to six figures.
Yes. True.
Left all that mess.
True.
To come out in the country. You are literally physically building homes with your own hand. I bet your hands starting to look like mine now.
I understand why you get your hands rubbed. I get it. And Eric, she's like, can I do anything for you? I said,
they ain't going to get it.
But I just do this.
That's it.
And I got two daughters, so it's going to be like here and here. You know?
Straight up.
I'm about to get it in. But
I tell you, man. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And you got faithful brothers that's with you.
Yes.
There's no sacrifice all that. That's like that man right there. He's faithful. I don't hear that shit, man.
Yes.
Don't tell me about no damn... Just because you say Esau is white, man, that's so damn stupid as hell.
Literally, we are a tribe.
How can a damn Esau be white, man, when Esau is Hebrew?
Yeah, true.
That's so stupid as hell. This is some stupid nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, but what I'm getting to is this. Is you got people that talk, but they ain't about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got, and we ain't even tapped in to the majority of the land yet.
No.
We're just basically, right now, you're basically working on eight acres.
Yeah, it's about eight.
You basically working on that, man. And tell me, that's a lot of land. There's still
a lot of work to do. It's a whole lot of work left to do, and we're not done, and we're doing it in stages. So we every day is planning. Every day is what we're going to do next. Every day is training, because I want the brothers to know as much as they can. I want to know what you know.
And then not only that, they got a trucking business.
Yes.
A literal semi-trucking business.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you people still asking questions. How do we do this? How do we get this done?
Yeah.
You hear that teacher? How do you get this done? Y'all out of your damn mind. The problem is, here it is again. What teacher read earlier, going 1 Peter 5:5 again. 1 Peter 5:5 again. Look at that. Just bought that one. This week, right?
Bought
that one this week. That's the third truck in the fleet.
Yep, third one.
We need 6 to 10 of those trucks.
Yep, that's three.
That's what we need.
That's number three right here. That's my brother right there checking everything out. That's number three.
That's Brother Greg?
Yeah, that's Brother Greg. Yeah, he was with me. That's why we wasn't here for the poor.
Y'all go get it.
We was out there getting
y'all keep getting.
At the end of the day, you know, it's a body of man coming together that is just following the principles, which I learned here. I learned it from here. You know, it's in the book, don't get me wrong, but I didn't hear nobody talking about it.
You learned it from this cult leader,
it's in the book, but I wasn't following it. I just wasn't hearing it, you know what I mean? I just wasn't. You see what I mean? I was out there focused on these teachings. You know, I was listening to white man's, I was listening to all that, but it wasn't sit well with my spirit, you know what I mean? And, but at the end of the day, it's a group of men coming together, serving the same purpose, serving the same goal, getting after it, and following the principles of the book, you know, giving all land down. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I want to show y'all something. Look what they gave me. See, I'm like a literal, I'm literally like a father to these strong young men right here. And we talking about men that are producers. Man, I received this mouse. I cannot wait till I get finished with that brand new home to put this in that office up there.
Hallelujah.
Can't wait to put this there, because I'm proud of y'all.
Glory.
I'm literally, you see Nate back there, too, and Dang. Is that Gideon?
I don't know.
That's Gideon. Nate and Gideon back here.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm so proud, man. I said, shoot. Man, look at that.
That was the Hebrews Negroes.
On that ship.
Yeah, that was on that boat. Yes, sir. Yes, it was. But basically, I was trying to say earlier, I've been here all these years, and all I've done is come up, watch, look, and I try to go back and apply, pick the brain. And I want to do the same thing. See, there's many people, they don't want to follow anybody. See, and I was trying to, I spoke this to the men up there in Kentucky, and this is how we talk.
Mm.
Number one, it's all about, we have a thing called the upper room that we used to do. And this is how we grew our camaraderie. This is how we grew our morale with one another. And we were huge on that. And that's why we have the bond that we had. That's why we work with each other as well as we do. We push to be better. I want every, like, let's say, for instance, I'll use an example of building. I run the backhoe pretty great. I don't need nobody else doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate fooling with that skid steer. Beat you in all day long, have fun. He likes it. You see what I'm saying? He's very good at finishing. I'm not. I did the hard part. It's down. It looked flat to me. Have fun with the owner power trial. You see what I mean? But I see where everybody fits, and we just work together to get it done. Because
strength and weakness.
Exactly. You got to know strength and weaknesses, and I got to know mine. And I got to look out and see, hey, man, you better at this than me. Or you have a heart for it, and you enjoy it, and you love it, so I'd rather you do it. I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? I'm going to let you do it because it's something you like. It's something you enjoy. We're going to push and do that. But like I said, I learned all these principles, and I was pushing and strive to do this thing based on what I saw and learned here. You know, I was so pissed off when I saw that video of the truth part one and part two. I said,
oh, you remember that video, huh?
I said, I ain't listening to this nigga no more. Straight up. That's exactly what I said. I ain't listening to him more no more.
Y'all need to go check that out, truth.
Part one, part two,
Pastor Dow. So, go check it out.
The truth.
Life-changing.
Yeah, that's what got me to even, I said, I'm not listening no more. Ain't no way in hell. I couldn't follow that truth. And honestly, many of the means that he's gone to, he's mentioned it. He went to Acts. How many people are giving all? You know, when you've given all, you ain't got nothing left. You know, but you don't own that anyway.
You know, it's crazy. So how is it that all of us in this room, we can give all?
Yeah.
But everybody else ain't got to give a damn thing. They ain't got to give a shit. We the only ones charged in the whole universe right now to obey that book.
Yeah.
But everybody else ain't got to give nothing.
Yeah.
No. Then they wonder why they don't have the blessing of y'all. Folks.
True. I got to say this.
Go ahead, El.
So us as young men or whatever the case may be, could I go out before I came, before, you know, I'm where I'm at now. But let's say starting out, I could do anything I wanted to do.
In the world.
I could do anything. But I made a choice, all right? It's a choice. It's a decision that I made to say, you know what? You know, I'm going to all these different people. I'm listening to some people, and I was on polygyny, like, early on in the walk. And I was like, man, this guy, all he do is talk about it. So I was like, I'm done with it. Then it was like, I'm listening to multiple people saying, you know, the Negroes are the true Hebrews. Okay, fine. I get it. Yeah, that's all I'm hearing, though. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I go to somebody else. Esau the white man. Okay, I'm hearing that, but that I need more. This is the first place I came to that didn't stop at one thing. He just kept going. They kept going. Teacher Shane was teaching. Elder Becker, Pastor. They keep going. They're moving forward in their teaching. So I say, you know what? At the end of the day, Israel's coming back together. The Yah is waking up his people. I'm going to be with somebody. I can't do this by myself. You know, there's such a thing as the assemblies and the household of faith. I'm going to get there. You
and
know?
I thought when I met Elder Mitch and Brother Greg, they were living in Houston. Man, y'all living in large. Y'all
yeah,
living in the fat house.
Yeah,
man, y'all living
well.
In the townhouse, man.
You know,
they were upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah.
Then both of them had motorcycles.
Yeah.
Had cars.
Yeah.
Company vehicles.
Yeah.
Making all that thing money. Women all over the damn place. Of course, they would start going to the side real quick and start keeping the truth.
Yeah.
No, I told him, I looked at him and said, man, well, y'all got to get out of here.
So,
you remember that?
Yes, I remember that. He said, y'all need to sell it. So, and we sold it. We sold it. Greg sold it, actually.
But after the world.
Yes.
Y'all look good.
We did well. After the world saw it, we was top notch. I mean, this is what you want. You know what I mean? Type shit. But what I'm getting at is we made a decision. I made a decision to say, you know what? I'm gonna join myself to these people is
yeah.
what I'm gonna do. I'm making a decision to join myself. I may not understand everything. I may not get everything, but I know something here is right. Because after I watched those videos and I said I'm no longer listening to this man, something in me is tugging me back until the point where I hit you up and say I want to come.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let me know when you're coming, when you're leaving. You see what I mean? So this is the influence that it's had on me. So I made the decision, along with my brother and many other men that are here, that are doing what we're doing. We made a decision to submit. We made a decision to say, no, we're going to join in this, and we're going to grow together. See, I'm not holding him to some degree to where he's just this perfect being. No,
exactly.
There's only been one that's been good. That's
yeah,
it.
Right.
There's only been one. That's
you got
it.
That right.
So I know that. I get that.
Yahshua
you know?
HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, and that's it.
And so it's kind of like when Kabir was on that deal with Patterson, whatever his name, Jesse Patterson, whatever his
yeah.
name is, and he kept trying to talk about how, you know, not he's following you and can't you get that from the Creator? It's kind of like if people don't get it, they don't understand it. At the end of the day, we are choosing. You cannot build Israel by yourself. You can't do it. We have to come together. And when we have vigorous debates, when we up there at the elders' meeting, we're not all in agreement with stuff. We trying to get it right.
We're trying to get it right.
That's all we're trying to do is get it right.
Ain't no big eyes, big
no,
shoes, no personality.
None.
We're trying to get y'all's law right.
Exactly. And we're trying to perform because we know that we got the greater condemnation. So whatever we say and whatever we hand down, boy, it's going to be meat back unto us.
Shoot.
Big time. And we get that and we know that. So at the end of the day, I'm going, you know, I'm going to join myself to this man. I'm going to join myself to these men, this ministry, these people that I've met, and we're going to grow together is what I'm going to do. We're going to grow together. And that's what people refuse to do. And this is why folks don't want to join together because they got to be the head. They,
you know,
they,
well,
they can't
said,
commit.
In one of the videos I put
yeah.
on the Patreon earlier today, I said, if y'all people think that we're trying to gain you or get you,
mm-hmm.
you definitely... You don't miss them all.
Dang.
I want everybody to listen to me real good. I ain't trying to gain you. I'm not trying to get you.
Yeah.
I don't want you.
Because
all you're going to do is bring a bunch of damn headaches, sorrows, and problems. That's
heartache
all you're going to do to me.
Heartache and pain.
That's all.
Yep.
But if y'all get you,
yeah, hallelujah.
Then it's a different story.
That's it.
So why in the hell would I want you when I already got people who have proven themselves in this world to be very successful?
Mm-hmm.
In every aspect of life, I was talking about, we got doctors, lawyers, engineers,
mm-hmm.
professionals, homemakers, school teachers. I mean, we got, You name it, all the way down to dishwashers.
That's it.
It is. Who the hell do you think you are with your proud ass?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody want you.
Nothing.
You better hope that you learn how to die to yourself so you can become somebody in Yah.
Because
we're the ones putting up with you.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, El.
Now, so the statements that pastor's making right now, along with what I've already previously said, see, this is how you bear each other's burdens. All right? Because how? We just talked about growing together, right? I'm going to join. I'm going to grow together. Yeah, I know he's the pastor, but I'm gonna love him as a brother, a father, and all that. I'm going to go, if I have a concern, go to him. Why go and run your mouth in other people's ears? You see what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Just go straight to him. You know what I mean? Or come about, and, you know, when we come together and we speak and we're trying to have these dialogues, bring it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're so concerned with the way we're running or going, get a hold of an elder, get a hold of a deacon, get a hold of a pastor, something.
See?
So we can figure it out. You know, if we're missing the market or something, we want to grow. We want to grow together. At least that's what I want to do. That's what I desire to do. And I couldn't keep hopping from one camp to another. And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't grow to some other camps anyway. So, and the Father got me here. And I never said I'm no longer listening to other people out there. They said everything that was good to my ears. They said everything that was good to my flesh. You know, they said everything that was good to me, Carly. Okay, I'm seeing it, I'm reading it, whatever. It felt good. It was fine. Nobody, I can acknowledge that truth. Hallelujah, glory to the King. Oh, I'm a real Hebrew. Hey, hallelujah, I feel important now.
Yeah.
Okay, but after that, and I got to perform, I got to really do this book and really perform this book, then what? And you can't perform a book unless you're with Israel. So I don't even see how you can perform a book and you living like an American.
And then you come over here, we ain't no hypocrites. We tell you straight up what it's going to take.
Yeah, so I mean, if you get on here and do all these teachings, but however, then you go home to your apartment. You go home to your loft. You go home to in your suburbia or whatever. You're not with, you're not iron sharpening iron every day. You know, your brothers and sisters are based on one day a week, Sabbath. That's it. I know my brothers and sisters are based on every single day.
You live well.
Are we sharpening each other's counts? Straight up. Iron sharpening iron.
Them first fruit from your garden?
Yes.
That's going to taste good, too.
Oh, yeah. Our garden has, and I'm going to say this. I've been telling the same thing. Talking about community.
Man, we ate that stuff up, man.
Yeah, hallelujah. Talking about community and see, and Pastor's been saying this for a long time, it's about putting the right people in the right place. All right? And I'll put it to you like this. I tell people all the time, I told the saints many, many times the last few weeks, I see what you like. I see. I see what you enjoy doing. I see, because I see what you perform.
Right.
You see what I mean? I like doing it. Okay, you did it. Okay, but I don't see the fruit from it.
Uh-oh.
Literally, I'm telling you right now, I put Mom Brenda here on Land Bay. I literally brought her from Houston. This woman been with
me. Mom Brenda done come a long ass way.
Man, Mom.
That's another woman.
Man.
Hell of a lot of damn money in that world.
She, 2012. I'm going to give you just a small little snippet of Mom Brenda.
That's it.
She was a hair beautician.
Making a lot of
money. We met her. You know, her money making day was the fact. So she put that thing down. She changed her veneer, her clothing, her garb, how she dressed, how she performed, how she spoke. She did all those things and lost a lot of clients.
Bless your mom, Brenda. Yeah. Bless you.
House foreclosed on. Ain't nobody there helping her move, but we there.
Yep, the Israelites.
The saints are there.
Saints to the Most High.
No international families there. We there.
No damn bastards.
You see what I'm saying? All right. We made sure anytime she needed something, we were there. You know what I mean? Then she kept striving with us. Now I got up there on land. So she got there, say, you over the guard, period, point blank.
She good, too.
We've never seen the garden flourish like this.
I second. You remember that?
We've never seen it.
You remember when we see her out there in the garden, man?
Never seen it flourish like this. So
bless your mom, Brenda.
She said, I love the garden. I know she loves the garden.
I'm with her.
You know why? Because I see.
Yes.
I see with my eyes. She enjoys to do it. And she's going. And you know what I told Pastor? And see, I try to tell people, this is how you get down. This is how you lead. I said, you tell me what to do. You tell me what to do.
Oh, you got to tell them what happened when myself, Teacher Shane, all of the straightway, Tennessee, we came up out to your place. up there in Springwood, yeah. Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
Tell them one of the first things I said to you, as far as that go.
What do you want me to do? He said, where you want me? What you want me to do? And he wanted me to give him the layout, where the window's at. That's all he wants to know is, how do you want me to do this? And I said, I want 36. I already did the corners. I said, so where you see the corners at? It's 36, and this is by 60 here. I already laid it out on the floor. I said, but once you get to the fifth course, stop. And I said, that's where we're going to put the windows in at. I gave them the measurement, and they did. I told them where the doors are going to be. Leave the openings here. This is how many lintels we need. I told him I need this many lintels. He bought them.
But wait a minute.
Straight out of Tennessee, bought them.
You held a bitch, man. You told Pastor Dow what to do?
Yes.
Yes, I told
Teacher Shane.
Oh, you told
him
what to do.
Everybody that came, what to do. Elder
Roof. We didn't come over and take it over. We submitted.
No, you said
likewise.
Yeah.
You elder.
Yes.
You younger, submit yourself to the elder.
Yes.
All to be clothed with humility.
Yes.
Every one of you submit yourselves one to another.
Yes.
Is that right?
See what I'm saying?
Because y'all resist the proud, but give grace to the humble.
That is.
So we came up and made ourselves available.
Yes. The servant. They came to serve is what they did. You see what I'm saying? So,
people like,
no, they're not. They're not
proud.
See, they don't understand the dynamics because they can't even do this. They can't come together and be together.
Just right? Tell me what to do.
Yeah, I told this woman.
What you got?
You tell me what to do, all right? I said, if you tell me that we need a harvest, guess what we're going to do? We're going to harvest. Yeah, I don't care if it's men, if it's women, whatever it can be. That's what we're going to do. I don't care.
Let me tell you, so I was down in Georgia this week.
No, right? Holy.
My months in your bottles, they for first fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Summer and Nelly and Summer's mama, man, they cook them things. Ooh, Jesus. Mom Muncie know what she's doing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
She know how to guard.
I know.
And Robert and Deidre.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. That's where we got our fruits and vegetables from.
Yes, sir.
Boy, man, we ate good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, people are not used to this.
No.
They're not used to this type of humility.
Mm-mm.
Because see, they don't see it. They don't. They think I'm the type of a damn tyrant. Then all I do is just get up and bark out orders and everything. I met a guy in Cartersville, Georgia, coming up. We was in Cracker Barrel eating.
Yeah.
He looked at me walking along. And he said, "Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, hey." He looked at me. And so I was out there with this guy. Pastor Dow, my name is such so-and-so.
Mm.
I watch every video. You got a lot of people down here in college. They watch your videos.
Mm.
It's good to meet you. Good to see you. You know what I did? I went over and introduced him to the whole family.
Mm. Hallelujah. Lord.
Joe did. He was happy to see me. I was happy to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
But they think that we're the type of people who are so arrogant, so prideful and stuff, we won't stop, take time out. None. Not only that, but without being told what to do,
yes.
My element, man, it's your lane. You got life for you. You got the vision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just let me know what we can do to help. Is that all right?
Oh, yes. And you got to be able to honor the delegation. I tell the saints that as well. I said I gave her that to do.
That's another thing that pissed me off, though, up there. Honor. I got on that.
Yeah, all of the delegation.
Man, tell them Mitch had to stop land block with us just in order to keep all the brothers focused. Everybody's mind so damn fragmented.
Yeah.
You give them something, look, brother, do this. This is your job. Just do this. Do this. Don't go wandering off. Just do this. And, man, he had to stop land block in order to keep everybody just so we could be efficient.
Yep. And that's what's missing. And I see that. So I just... Once again, I found my lane. I was like, you know what? This ain't going to work. And I'm hearing things ain't going. So I got up there. Once I got up there on that scaffold with y'all, it seemed like it just moved smoothly at that point. Because management is needed. Management is needed. It really was. It really is needed.
Answer me this. How is it that when we're out in the world and we're getting ready to receive a paycheck,
mm-hmm.
a paycheck, we're willing to listen, submit, and do, even if we don't like it, whatever they say.
Yeah.
You come to the faith, I ain't gonna let nobody tell me what to do. What is that? What is that?
Pride. I mean, at the end of the day, all right, here's what it is. You dependent on that check. You see what I mean? They don't feel like they're dependent on us. They ain't dependent on us. You see what I mean? That's the only thing I can chalk it up as. The community, it's like taking care of stuff. Other communities don't take care of it. You know, I could break this, or I don't have to be as careful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be as diligent.
You hear that?
The community got it. Because you're not out there doing it to pay this bill. You're not out there doing it to, it's not yours anymore. You have to make it yours. Everybody has, that's what I like about the brothers I got right now. You know, there was zero out there on that land. Zero. We didn't buy the land that had homes on it.
It had
a kitchen on it. It had nothing, bro.
Zero,
bro. Every single thing you see out there, we built. Every last brother there.
Every fence post.
Every last
block. Everything. Stick every
there's
day. Everything.
There's so many days that we was walking in the house and our muscles was like jello.
Oh,
I'm telling you, I got to give a shout-out real quick, man.
Go ahead.
Shout-out to Deacon Gorman. Bless you, brother.
Bless you, Deacon.
Brother Greg.
Yeah. Brother Greg.
Holding it down. Brother Dez.
That's my brother, too.
You know what I'm saying? Brother Dez. I got Brother Terrence out there.
See, them.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the nucleus, though.
Yeah, right there. Right there. See, them five right there. That's his name, me and them four. That's what got that land down there.
She can run through a troop and leave over.
That's what got that land. See what I'm saying? And then I got other brothers that I got the drivers on the road hitting it.
Oh, Josiah, man, that damn man's an Iron Man.
Yeah, Elliot.
He out there, him and Elliot, man,
yeah.
He hitting that damn road dealing with all of them
yeah.
Cajuns out there.
And Jason.
Jason out there now?
Yeah, he's going to be in a red truck.
Oh, shit, Jason needs to be out there because his feet bad. His feet worse than mine.
Yeah, he's a good worker, but, you know, yeah, he's going to be out there.
He need to get out. Jason, get your ass on that truck.
Oh, he in there right now. He loves it.
Jason, hard-ass worker.
He loves it. He get it. But I got a faithful brother. See,
what they've done, though, they've done the ultimate, which is be totally 100% unselfish. They see the vision.
Yeah.
They see the vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We ain't got time to, man, bro, hey, we going to go fishing.
I mean, you ever heard me do that video when I said, okay, you think all these people, they got it right? They seem to have it right.
Yeah.
Everybody think they know something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's check them out and see where they're going to be 5 years from now. You ever heard me mention that?
Yeah, I remember.
They're going to still be in the same damn place.
Same exact.
And see where we're going to be at 5 years from now.
But then they, Pastor, just like I used to tell pastors all the time, you tell me far wrong. I said, I'm where you were, 99. That's how I said it.
Yeah.
I'm where, because we're building right now, man. So every single brother, you come out there.
Y'all moving y'all ass.
They all got a skill.
I love it, too.
Them brothers all got a skill. They can do it. I tell them, too. I said, brother, and I want trigger time. Hey, man, who out here ain't got on a skid steer yet? All right, hey, Deacon Waleed, make sure they get on it. Hey, who ain't ride the backhoe yet? Hey, make sure they get on it. I need to see what you can do. I want to know why you can be utilized there.
Hey.
You got a skill, you're going to be used.
You find out who's really hardest in it, too.
Yes, I do.
I do.
I found out. Real fast.
I mean, it's like Bro Scott, man. I mean, Bro Scott here.
Yeah.
Man, nobody wants to ride no damn. Yeah, I mean, everybody gets excited about heavy equipment. Nobody really wants to ride this shit, because that shit like riding a damn stagecoach.
Yeah.
But damn Scott, he'll get his ass on that. Yeah. He'll get his ass. He's good, but see, what you're doing is you're testing the spirit, but you're telling them.
Every single time.
I want to see where your heart is.
I want to see where you're at. I want to see how far I can push you. I want to know what I can get out of you. I'm not trying to abuse you. I'm not trying to take advantage of you because I could do it. I could do it, but guess what? You might do it in a better spirit. That's like I said, Deacon, he loves to do finishing. I don't love to do finishing, so I'm going to let you do it. You know,
they've been solid as shit, but it's a benefit
for the community. It ain't a benefit for just me and him. It's a benefit for all of us. And that's how we got to get down. And ain't nobody, you know, that's another thing, man. Just because you get accolades, just because you get, you know, pushed up, prompted up, don't get your life to dishonor and disrespect others.
Oh,
straight up, square bid.
See that again.
Straight up. It ain't no license for you, bro. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit what you good at. It don't give you a license to disrespect and dishonor.
You still here for nothing from a service.
Square bid. Straight up. I don't like that nonsense. So, you know, I do my best to honor every man. And that's just the principle of the book. You honor all men. You know, that's some, they just, I see them do this nonsense. You honor me because I'm Elder Mitchell. But then you turn around and disrespect my brother. Man, he's older than me. That's my
man,
elder brother.
Man, bullshit.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
I ain't feeling that shit. Let me catch it. I'll call you out. Flat out. I'll call you out. See, I don't be seeing it. But you do it. You do it when ain't nobody looking. You do it.
I would say you are a respected person. You commit
straight up. Straight up. Straight up. I'm telling you, man. Man, some of these brothers be telling me stuff, man. I'm like, man, I wish I was there all now. I wish I would have got a hold of that. Because I'm not going to bite my tongue with it. I'm just going to call you out on it. That stuff pisses me off, man. Because it's about honoring one another. Loving each other. Yeah, you can't have that.
One
you can't have that.
In front of certain people and stuff, and then down dishonesty of others. Because you don't think that they have a notoriety of. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Just like Elder Rufus said some time ago, he said, I'm an elder to some. I'm not an elder to because they don't receive as, right?
And because they don't receive, they don't get no benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Pastor said the same thing. I remember in a preacher, you talked about, I think you prayed for somebody. He said, you know why they would pray for them? Before they child or whatever the case may be, because they receive me as a pastor.
There you go.
You see what I mean? But so...
There's a lot of books saying you see the problem, you see the problem.
Exactly.
You see a wise man reward.
Exactly.
That's what you get. You get the reward of what you receive.
Yes, indeed. And some of you, y'all got respect of persons.
Mm.
Spirit on y'all.
Mm.
Big time. I don't know what that shit's about, but it shouldn't be there.
I'll tell you one thing, folks. Sorry.
Yeah, it shouldn't be there.
You know what's amazing? All our lives, especially when we were wandering,
mm-hmm.
looking for y'all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where the realness is.
Yeah.
You know, no, for real. You know, we had a void in us. We had a void.
I did.
You can look at
it. I had a void.
And then we just sit up here wandering around looking, okay, so, all right, I mean, where is it at?
Yes.
What? Come on now. There's got to be somebody here pretending ain't somebody doing it. You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
So here we are wandering like a bunch of damn signal went out again. Damn nomads.
Yeah.
We all wander like a bunch of damn nomads, right?
Mm-hmm.
We end up coming and finding the people that ain't playing no damn game.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are.
Yeah.
Now all your excuses are gone.
Yes.
You don't have no excuse no more.
Every last bit of it.
There ain't no need to wander no damn more.
Mm-mm. No, not at all. Not at all. I did wander. When I came... I couldn't stay away. I was coming for a month.
Yep.
I coming for a week.
Nope.
I was coming for 2 weeks. You know, I would just keep coming. I would come back and forth. I just stayed coming. I just couldn't help it. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not worried about my former life. That man dead. That man dead and gone. I can't focus on that former man. I can't do it. I'm focused on what we're doing now. I'm focused on the people now. I'm focused on these children we got now. I'm focused on the little ones coming up now.
There you go.
That's the focus. I ain't worried about me. I can't crawl with spilled milk.
There it is.
I can't do that. I'm focused on, and I may enjoy a little bit of this, but I already know. I already know the little ones are going to enjoy it. You know what I mean? And like you say, we got to just teach them how to maintain and get behind it. So the idea is, when what I was saying earlier about how I chose to come into this thing and grow with you, pretty much at the end of the day, I'm looking to be assimilated. I'm looking to be in oneness. You know, and that's what everybody should do, you know, and do this. There ain't no sense in just sitting here doing it on your own. I don't see any sense in just doing things on your own. Man, I lost my train. Hold on, well, going with that. I let it sleep, Shepherd, but...
I'm sorry. I had to take care of something in there.
Yeah, but it's about... I was more focused on the why I chose. It's a choice. And men, they just not choosing at the end of the day.
The bottom line, the principle of the word is by their fruits.
You should know.
You're going to know them.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk shit all damn day long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against people having good things in this life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have it, man, make sure it's available to the saints too as well.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with that.
Now, don't get me wrong. Some saints you don't put in good stuff.
No.
Because you know where they at. You understand what I mean? They're going to tell the shit that you know they are. But, man, what we do here and now is going to echo throughout all of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And every single day is precious to us in his life.
Mm-hmm.
You heard me mention before, the days are long and the years are short.
That is. And the years are flying by.
And today I said, hell is hot and eternity is long.
Yes, sir.
It is long.
Yeah.
And people are trading what we're doing now for a mess of damn porridge.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, yeah, it's almost like hell ain't real or something.
I know.
And you know what I always remember I tell the saints? you always used to say this, this famous quote back when I first came right here, somebody got to go to hell.
Somebody got to go to hell. Somebody
got
to. It ain't going to be me, but somebody got
to
go.
Somebody got to go. And I'm not looking to trade places with people I so-called love or care about. No, I mean, if they get it, they get it. They don't, they don't. But I'm going to keep my boat running. I'm going to keep marching on. I'm going to keep going in this vein. And I'm trying to get there. I'm just trying to get to a certain point. You know what I mean? Just to catch my breath a little bit and then keep going. That's all I'm trying to do. So ain't nothing slowing this train down. We're going to keep building. We're going to keep expanding. I'm trying to do that hundredfold, like Jesus said. I've already got
it. Yeah, we don't want the 30, 60, 100.
No, we got the hundredfold coming. So I'm with that, you know. And we're going to go ahead and build houses now, like Jeremiah tells us. And we're going to get after
and
it.
And occupy it.
Exactly. Occupy
yeah,
until you come.
Okay.
So that's exactly what we're going to do. I don't care about...
Devil,
oh, yeah, that's why we're going to keep talking. They can go back and listen to the recording.
Yes.
They don't want to hear this. Oh, they don't want to hear this.
No.
They don't want to hear this at all. See, that's how we do. We listen on Blog Talk, actually on the Blog Talk Radio, because YouTube just be crashing. It be going down. Blog Talk Radio is better. I mean, I always do Blog. We old school in Kentucky, because we got to be. We got to be. I remember we used to be on Blog Talk 3 hours on Friday night.
Yeah,
3 hours on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Saturday. The brother segment on in the evening on Sabbath. That's exactly how we used to do it back then. So, but faith come by hearing, man. By hearing by the word of God. No, it ain't. Man, it looks like it's down, but it is what it is. They got it in here, and she put zero in there right now. So, okay, we got okay. Mitchell Robinson, whatever. But anyway,
Canada's getting you too.
But I don't regret my decision, what I'm doing whatsoever at all. I'm happy I chose the path that I chose.
I'm glad. I'm
choosing, like I said, I'm choosing to be here.
I'll tell you one damn thing.
What's that?
You know, this is for sure. Mind you, I started this when I was like 24 years old.
Yeah, I remember.
You know what I mean? Either I've been a damn fool for 30 damn years, or I've been wise. There's
wild.
No in between. There's
wild.
No lukewarmness.
Yeah.
You cannot be lukewarm in this show. I have literally been a fool. I've been wise.
Yeah, true.
And the Most High Yah grant me another 30 years, that put me at 84.
True.
My Lillian is getting ready to turn 86.
Mm. She cool.
Yeah, I like Mother Lillian.
Yeah.
Mother Lillian's all right, man.
She
all right. She getting it together.
Yeah.
Naturally, spiritually, she really is. She's striving for real.
Striving in her.
Because her days is not as long as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows she can't waste time.
No.
But she getting it together.
Ain't
she really truly is. She's literally a hard-working sister, too.
Yeah, seems that way.
And she's still, at 85 years old, walks this damn hill
she
every day.
Me. Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
She gets after it, man.
Yeah, I would.
Just a beautiful old lady. I just love her. I do. But I tell you what, man. This damn bullshit with this low base ass mind, people, man, it really pisses me off, though.
I understand. I get it. Are we on, Peace?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave. We're back.
Yeah, we're down. Okay.
I don't know what everybody missed or whatever, but...
Send it to another stream.
Okay, I don't know what everybody missed, man, but at the end of the day, you got to make a choice. You got to make a decision of what you're going to do. A lot of people, they're on the fence.
Hey, tell me you wouldn't. You just had Salome, right?
Yes.
You got three children now.
Three
of them. And they all do. Tell me you don't enjoy them children.
I love my children. I love them.
But now you see what purpose in life is about, though.
Yes. Yes. You function different whenever you have children. You function different when you have a family. Every time before you make a decision, you think about the family. And now every time before I make a decision, I think about the saints. I think about my family and things, you know what I mean? It's all inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about what direction that I go, how's it going to affect the people here on this land.
Let me tell y'all something. Most of y'all people don't know a damn thing about the Great Depression because you don't give a shit about history.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you don't give a shit about a damn thing but your selfish ass self. That's the majority of people in the world.
Majority, yeah.
But if you listen, go to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, teach. But... if you listen, you learn something. Get your head out your ass, you learn something. And you know, one thing they want to condemn me on, well, I don't like the way he's talking. Well, I don't like the way you listen.
Oh, well.
I don't like, we got a dilemma, then. We got a big-ass problem, you know.
Man, Pastor, I love the way you spoke. I was just like, hey, man, like, this nigga's funny. That's exactly what I said. I said, this nigga's funny, man. I like how he talks, man. I'm going to watch this dude. Subscribe. And then, a little time went by, then I got pissed off. But, I mean, it was complete opposite of the soft-ass Joel Osteen and all this other stuff. But shit, the thing was, and I just talked about to the young brothers about this earlier in the day. I had a young man, he was concerned about, when he passed down from his mother and father, generational curses being passed down from mother and father down to him. And I said, brother, man, you a grown-ass man. You are a grown-ass man. You gotta function, and you have to walk this thing out yourself.
There you go.
At the end of the day, you can't be focused on what happened before time. You need to break them damn curses and march forward is what you need to do.
Period.
At the end of the day. And that's exactly what we're doing here. We're functioning. We're pushing forward. But he was concerned about that. I said, bro, you just gotta move that shit aside, and you just need to push forward. It's about your actions. It's about what you're doing. It's about what you're producing at the end of the day, point blank. So, but man, we got a lot of young brothers in this thing, mind made up. What's he going to read?
Jeremiah 3:14-15.
Read. Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yah.
Mm-hmm.
For I am married unto you.
So the Most High Yah himself said he is married unto us. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And I will take
I. First person, Yah himself, the creator of the universe, the eternal, the king.
Indeed.
Yah will take you, one of a city.
One of a what?
City. One of a city.
One of a city.
Two of a family.
Two of a family. See, when the Most High Yah took Summer, took one of a city.
Yep.
He took Nelly, two of a family. Mm-hmm. I'm just using that concrete.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And Greg.
Two of a family. You and Greg. Yep. Same thing. Two of a family. One of a city, two of a family.
Yep.
That's what Yah said he would do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after all, predestined. The one he chose, the Most High Yah is the one who's doing this.
Yeah.
Right? Read on.
And I, Yah.
And I, Yah, first person to get noticed. He's doing the talking.
Yes.
Jeremiah does have Yahweh Elohim. Or with the King James, thus says the Lord thy God. Notice, he's speaking to Yah.
Yeah.
This is what Yah said. And I, Yah, first person, what did he say?
Will bring you to Zion.
He's going
to
bring you what?
To Zion.
He's going to bring us to Zion. He's going to bring us to the kingdom. He's going to bring us to the kingdom. Uh-huh. That's what he's going to do. Look what he said.
And I, Yah, will give you.
I tell you what, he sounded pretty proud because everything is I, Yah, I, Yah, I, Yah, I, Yah, I, Yah. That's what he said, right?
Hallelujah.
Let's see what he said. Uh-huh. I, Yah, said, what did he say?
Will give you.
He goes, I'm going to give you. Notice,
if
every good and perfect gift come from above, come from the Father, right? Read on.
Pastors.
Now, notice, plural. And I am going to give you what?
Pastor.
In other words, I'm going to insert my spirit into certain men. And they're going to be pastors. In the Hebraic terminology, shepherds. That damn computer getting ready to crash over there. Read on.
According to my heart.
Which are what?
Which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
There you go. Mm. So, you know, the devil fighting
us. Oh, they don't like what we're saying. You mess up by saying thoughts and everything. Teach you want to get over here?
Look at this.
Yeah, that's a dump going on.
Yeah.
Mm. They don't like that.
That's Satan.
Oh, yeah.
Look at it.
That's too much.
That's straight up Satan.
Right. Yeah.
I'm talking to the whole damn look, this is a damn, I kid you not, this is a $10,000 computer. That damn thing don't, has only did it twice. It should never do it.
Yeah. My laptop doesn't do that shit.
They're going to shut the whole damn frog in.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody mad but devil.
Yeah. That's it.
But we still on Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm. So we got to record.
So if you're on Blog Talk, you're good to go. We're still
rolling.
We're still here.
Faith come by hearing.
We're a reliable old analog phone line.
Hey, that's our Kentucky. That's all we got. You know what I mean?
Just one here.
That's it. But that's all we got, though. You know, I mean.
That's true.
Literally, I mean, whenever we listen to y'all, we ain't even like the phone. We put the phone by the booster, and we just Bluetooth it. And that's how we listen to Sabbath. And whenever we
I know all the saints up at Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, literally, man, we busting. We busting real hard. I mean, I literally, Pastor, I'll tell you, I always tell the saints, I say, man, they, I am, dude, what we've done is literally what we've seen here. That's it. We ain't trying, I'm telling you, this ain't
the wheel. We ain't trying to reinvent the wheel.
But if you look at any place, I mean, literally, our land looks similar to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to build just like y'all. You know, we're trying to function just like, I mean, we just trying to get there. That's it. We just trying to get there.
Y'all doing a damn good job at breakneck, to me.
Yeah.
Breakneck speed. Y'all moving.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the beauty of it.
Yes, sir.
This is the vision coming to fruition like I wanted to.
Yeah.
When you see these communities upcoming and you see people's heart is right.
Yes.
And you can get other people from other communities coming helping assist.
Yes.
To to help expedite this.
Yes.
Kind of like it up in Goshen.
Yes.
Man, I promise you,
that's
I guarantee you, Brother Daniel and Brother Rob, I guarantee you they are so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
They're so thankful for what they see in this ministry.
Yeah, I'm sure. They just had Johnson up there.
Man, and Brother Brett.
And
Brett Crago.
Yeah, all that. All
Teacher Shane.
Yeah, all of them coming up there.
Brother Brett.
Yeah.
They showed it, man. I'm telling you, man, Brother Brett, man, I've been up there. Man, they've had a lot of saints come up there
to assist in the building and the working of that community and the building up of it.
Want to see them succeed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And
Daniel's a damn good leader.
Yeah, I'll
lead. He's a good leader.
Yes, sir.
He really, truly is. Damn good leader.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to tell you that, though, but he's a good leader, though.
Yes, sir. Lord.
Lions Den gonna be coming up tonight.
Yes, sir.
But what we got going on?
Mm-hmm.
But the whole idea was, I mean, look at these damn Hebrews and Negroes, man. They ain't about shit.
They ain't doing that.
They ain't doing shit, man. Ron Dawg still talking about leading a damn contingency guard in Africa, and everybody's in Africa getting kicked out.
Yeah.
Of damn Northeast Africa and shit.
Being mistreated.
Hell yeah. But them Gentiles are trotting down Jerusalem just like the book said.
I told some white man this the other day. We were talking, I don't know what we were talking about. And I said, all right, where are your people from? He said, German, Irish, right? That's how he was talking.
Sound like Ron Young.
Yeah. And I said, okay, cool. He said, what about you? I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. And I said, well, you know, your people are soldiers. I said, my people what? And I said, all right, I'm asking you a question. And I said, you Irish? And he said, some German or whatever, right? I said, all right, what about somebody in Scotland? Or the same somebody in Sweden? You know, I was just throwing it out there to him. I said, nah, let's bring that contrast that's out of Africa now. You know, somebody the same as in Ethiopia, the same as somebody in South America. How about Zimbabwe to Congo? Where, you know, they're different people. And I was trying to get that breakdown to him. It's just ignorance, man.
Yeah.
That's all. It's just straight ignorance.
Is yours right here?
Yeah.
That's my card. Man, I still don't see no screen. That's fine. Anyway, y'all still hear me on Blog Talk. That's good enough.
Yeah, I just had
it. It's good enough. Well, anyway, we're hoping that the Lions didn't come up. Listen, the one thing that tonight proved was is how much truth and how much on point we were. Because all these damn all these damn technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I say? Look at the devil, and the devil is a damn liar.
Yes.
You know we in it. I'm telling y'all, listen to me, Israel. Don't take this for granted.
Yeah.
Back home. We got a bunch of damn esoteric teachings, Gnosticism, and these people that are fooling around with dark forces, thinking that they're damn Yah in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You see. Listen to me straightway. Don't take lightly what Pastor's saying. It's time for us to enter back into 100% spiritual warfare.
You're right. It's time for us to start sending this shit back. It's time for us to really get hard on our knees and then let the enemy feel this, because they don't get it. They don't get what the hell's going on. They think it's some damn toy game or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
They need to feel what we know.
Yeah.
Y'all better hear me. I'm telling y'all. Anyway, y'all, it was good that you was here tonight.
Damn, I loved you. I always loved you. Love to come.
Actually, speak on this, it was good.
Yeah.
It really was.
I love to come, love to visit. Happy the family's here. Everybody growing. Wonderful.
They do. They need to feel it.
All day.
I will say this too. No matter what community, what perspective you're in, we always believe in this. Listen, and let me break it down, and let's end the broadcast on this. I'm going to do my best to break down civilization and societies. All right?
Good.
Throughout the angles of time, you had tribes. You had sects. You had civilizations. Everybody had to war. Oh, that's mine right there.
Right there.
Okay. You had everybody had to war, and they had to fight to defend themselves. And everybody always, they worried about some foreign invader.
Mm.
In Africa, you got the damn Hutus fighting the Tutus. You got the Japanese fighting the Chinese, and they all look alike. You get over here in down America, you got the Seminoles fighting the damn Blackfoots and every damn body else. In other words, there's always been some type of internal warfare and fight.
True.
Then all of a sudden, if some foreign invader comes, all of a sudden we want to become diplomatic.
Yeah.
And we all want to join together to fight against the foreign invader, only to end up, if we end up defeating the foreign invader, so we can go back to fighting each other again.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I'm giving y'all the history, basically, of civilization. This is how dumb we are and how stupid we are, the people. All right? So then what happens is that we end up being warriors, and we all want peace. Don't everybody want peace?
Yeah.
We all want peace. And you know what peace is, right? Leave me alone. Let me farm my own land. Let me grow my own family and all this. Couple of generations, we become complacent. We're no longer training. We're not warriors anymore. Foreign invader comes in, rape, rob, murder, kill, every damn thing else. We become subservient. Next thing you know, we're somebody else's damn servants on the damn low end of the totem pole, so to speak. You get that, Yaki? So to speak. You get that right? Malachi, y'all get that right? All right. So we end up losing all them fights because we got comfortable. And we never, ever kept our cutting edge. You get it? Because we just wanted peace. We expect no foreign invaders, nobody to come in to disrupt our way of life. We good to go. And when we had gotten eased in Zion, the enemy comes in like a flood. Takes over every damn thing. The wisdom of all this is this. Learn from history. Don't repeat the same mistakes of the past. Don't be an ass.
Yes.
Why do you think in the midst of what you call peace, we here straightway, we're still building and we're still training? Y'all hear me? We're not taking this shit light.
Nope. Not at all.
We're still building. We're still training.
Mm-hmm.
We build it. We got trigger time.
Yep.
We're still training.
True.
I feel like we almost back in the same damn time where we got a hammer in one hand and a weapon in another.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Ain't got to be that way. And the sad part about it is, ain't no war like a civil war.
True.
Seem like we're more passionate fighting each other than fighting the damn invaders.
Yeah.
That's what's sickening.
True.
Because a bunch of young, dumb, stupid-ass people don't want to hear what the hell wisdom is and get it. But we hear it. Anyway, we got a debate coming up, letting it know to be announced. You know, we also have Lions Den coming up. I think it's tonight. It's supposed to be. We'll see if it's there or not. Anyway, be the Father's will. See y'all tomorrow. We good. Teach, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good to be back home. Good to be back home. Hell on, man, you've been spending more time down here at Straightway lately than you have. Matter of fact, you've been every damn way. You've been Texas. You've been the community. And, man, you've been all over the place, man.
I'm trying to get to a certain level.
I know you are.
I'm trying to get to just be healthy.
People don't understand the labor of love.
Yeah.
What you need is you need more faithful brothers to be able to see the vision.
Yeah.
And be able to take a lot off your plate. You know, like when Elder Doug.
Yeah.
He literally took a lot off my plate when he started taking these phone calls and stuff. And man, it's such a big-ass task.
Yeah.
It really, truly is.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Elder.
I mean, well, I was just going to say that we're working on it. We're getting there. And having Brother Greg around, Desmond has been a huge help with the business. I'm telling you, that young brother, man, he's with me the longest. No matter what we've gone through, one thing I can honestly say about Desmond, man, he, when it comes to the work, when it comes to the mission, he there.
Good.
He there. I mean,
I like hearing that.
In that aspect, that's one brother I'll choose to go to war with at any time. That's alongside Deacon and Greg, you know what I mean? Terrence right there, too. I mean, just like that, them five right there. Them brothers are just, they something, man. And
five of egos.
We're getting there. And the other brothers, they do well, too. They just were late to the party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
you know. Not that they ain't there. They're just a little bit late to the party.
Yeah, late to the party, man. But, you know, right now what I'm trying to get is people have to have, and it's like the brothers with me. I'll say this. I'm looking for true grit, man. I'm looking to, you know, I mean,
you know, that's straight, right?
I mean, man, just the way my mind works, I'm just.
We're driving.
Yeah, I'm like a Tasmanian devil.
We're grinding.
It's retarded, man. This way
you got to find balance in it, too.
Yeah.
Everybody don't have that because you're aware they, I'm telling you, everybody ain't got that tenacity.
Yeah, you told me they don't lay in July or August. I'm sitting here like, we going to lay. Yeah, who was over there laughing? I'm like,
that damn heat coming in like
Now, the heat don't get me. What it is, I see what's happened to the mud. And I said, you know what? I see why he said that. You know what I mean?
It's too damn fast.
It's too fast. So I'm like, you know what?
It's a war. It's a waste of time. It's just.
We're going to follow that. So, but I got some good brothers in Kentucky, man. Square Biz. We started from the ground up, you know. When I think of what we got going on, I really think of y'all here at Straightway Tennessee. I remember coming here. You know, we didn't have a phone signal down here on the land.
Right.
That's how we are.
Yeah.
You know, so we just got to, you know, we just got to keep working.
Shit, we become modern down this day.
Yeah.
We didn't have a damn thing down there. And glad of it at the time, too.
I'm going to tell you like this. When I look at people like, you know, Scott somewhat, Brett, JC, you know, I look at Nate, you know, they're enjoying what y'all enjoying. I'm going to keep it real. They're enjoying what y'all enjoying. I hear them talk about fishing and,
they doing,
you know, all these things.
They doing
the same like now. We ain't doing none of that.
They wasn't here when we started.
Yeah. There's a different kind of mindset you got when you start out at the bottom. You know what I mean? I'm not saying they're not great brothers. I'm just saying.
Right.
I see the parallel. I'll be like, dang, I go good in a certain kind of envious way. Like, dang, well, I could have been there instead.
Damn.
You know,
I can't wait till we get that point.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? So,
I'll tell you right now, even as a leader, when you get that point, you still ain't there.
I got you. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you still ain't there.
But for the brothers that are doing this with me, everyone has an invested interest to get to a certain point. You see what I'm saying? And what I'm trying to do, I'm pushing every brother to be a dog, man. Straight up. Every last one of them. I'm looking for the dog in you, man. For real. We got to get after this thing. That's why I'm at. Whether it be spiritually, physically, mentally, man, all that, man.
I want to be able to say this.
We got to get it, man.
And I'm getting ready to say something here tonight, and I want everybody undivided attention.
Come with it.
I want y'all to listen to me, because you don't know how much of a blessing this is.
Come on.
Until I say it. And even at that, unless you're there and really truly comprehend the setup, you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But Brother Kabir buys a bill million.
Mm.
Head of assembly up at Strayway, Wisconsin. That brother, he's been looking for a way to bless the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's literally been looking for a way.
I'm sure.
I mean, think about this. The Most High God has done blessed Kabir so much. You know all the money he lost in that divorce?
Yes, sir.
But his damn world, yeah. So he done get every single bit of it back.
Hallelujah.
And that's only been two, three years?
Yeah.
And y'all good?
Yeah.
Give us so many blessings.
Yeah.
Brother Kabir said, I'm so grateful and so thankful. Brother Kabir turned around, and he has literally purchased so many frames for formed walls. I'm going to tell y'all about this. It would take us longer to set up the formed walls and rebar than it would for us to actually lay the blocks. But it's less labor-intensive, but a more solid building.
Yeah.
See trade off, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not only can they be used once, they can be used 100 times in Israel to pour a concrete wall and build it.
If we take care of
them. Oh, we're going to take care of them. You know that's what
I know that.
We're going to take care of them. If not, I'm going to be in somebody's ass. I promise you that. We're going to take care of them. Because we ain't going to set up and squander that.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
And he just said, and he don't even want me to even talk about this.
Yeah, we talking about it, Kabir.
I mean, you too damn late. We talking about it, though.
Talking about it.
And mind you, even this is a fraction of what he used to give to damn that sorry-ass Christianity.
Yeah.
You damn pagan-ass fools, sun-worshipping-ass devils, going to church on Sunday, eating your damn pig. Your hog jaw and maw and all this shit. You think you're going into Yah's kingdom. You stupid as hell. Well, anyway, we here. Anyway, so anyway, in November, you see the reason why my schedule's big, because we got two days in September.
I already know.
November, I'm going to be in Indianapolis, man.
Lord.
Rob Mathis is getting ready to get inducted in the Indianapolis Colts Ring of Honor.
Understandably so.
Yeah, understandably so. He going to be up there with him, Peyton Manning, the right friend. They all going to be up. He going to be in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And Rob Mathis has invited his pastor.
Hallelujah.
To be there.
Hallelujah.
And you know I'm going to be there too.
Yeah, you should.
So at halftime or at the beginning of the show, y'all make sure I'm going to be there because I'm going to be sporting my S in straight way.
First halftime
y'all,
show I watch.
Y'all cut the TV on.
Yeah.
Y'all going to see straight way coming out in full force.
Mm. T-seats and all.
T-seats and all. We coming out there. And the NFL, they're going to regret that shit.
Oh, yeah.
No, because everybody else is going to be asking, who is this? In the hell are these people?
What Robert Dunn got into? What matters?
Because they know Rob ain't no damn fool.
Yeah, what Rob doing?
Rob ain't no damn fool by a long damn shot.
Yeah, who this fool? That's what they going to say.
Rob Mathis, in case many of y'all don't know, at least from my perspective and understanding, and people don't get this, him and Kabir was just damn beast on the field, though, man. Yeah, you just beat them, man, you're like, what the? But Rob, man, he is the NFL all-time strip sack leader.
Gangster.
If you go look at some of them highlights, you go, Rob, you got a damn demon in your ass or some shit. All right. That brother was damn tenacious as shit. And you know the one thing, I looked at them and I looked at their handwork, right?
Yeah.
They damn near almost got to learn how to become boxers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to contrast this. Y'all look at Rob. Rob is just a little bit bigger than me. He's taller than me, just a little bit bigger than me. And then you compare that to them, TJ.
TJ is huge.
TJ is the biggest man in the damn ministry.
Yeah, that's a big
brother. That brother's about 6'6", 6'7", 335. Good God. Kamiri is tall.
Yeah.
And he 270.
Yeah.
But TJ, that booger's like 6'6", 6'7", and he's 330 pounds.
That's a big man.
And all these brothers, man, they love y'all so much.
That's a beautiful.
General Giants.
Yeah.
All of them do. Daniel, Kabir, yeah. Rob, TJ.
Beautiful thing.
We got the damn Green Bay Packers, Indianapolis Colts. Minnesota Vikings, damn Jets, and we keep on going. Oakland Raiders, and then we got the Warriors.
That is.
And then we got tier one operators,
mm-hmm.
Frogman and Gideon.
That is.
Shit. Man, we good.
Yeah. Indeed.
We good. And then all these educated brothers putting it all together. Welcome to Straightway.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, we get ready for the lines in. They're coming on in. It's good to see. Man, I am enjoying y'all. I'll tell you what, man. I know y'all I'm tired too, but I'll tell you what. I enjoy seeing my grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
I do. Man. And now Erica's out too. See, Solomon. There's something about babies, man.
Yeah.
We was at Cracker Barrel today, and these white folks said, when they seen this guy, they just want to hug him and squeeze him.
He's fat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's fat and chunky. And,
he's soft and big.
He's so real. And they say, just look at his smile. Look at his face. Look at his hair. He's just so beautiful. That's what he keeps saying. Don't know him. But they say, they just want to squeeze him. I wouldn't let him touch him.
Yeah,
they want to squeeze him. I ain't got no damn jet to touch him, man.
Man. I got a story for you.
Go ahead. Let's hear that when we ended on this.
Nelly came down with when Jonathan was born.
Oh, well.
So she come down. She down there. Jonathan was born. We take Abigail out. We were out doing something.
Yeah.
And we go to this place called Culver's in Houston. And we go up in there, and they sit down in a booth. I said, all right, I'll be right back.
You, Nelly, and Jonathan.
Yeah, you know, Abigail. Abigail. Jonathan was just born.
Oh.
Yeah.
You, Nelly, and Abigail.
Yes.
Right.
Abigail was 2 years old. And,
because Mom and Nelly always show up.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, every time Erica was getting ready to have a baby, I always
she goes.
There.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's sent her every time.
All three times she's been there. So, Jonathan's born, me, Abigail, Abuela, we hit the road.
Right.
I don't know what the hell we were doing, but we went to Culver's. And I said, all right, I'm going to get Abigail some nuggets today, some ice cream, whatever. I said, I'll be right back over to the bathroom. So, I come back out the restaurant, and I see this old white woman about to sit down next to Abigail. I ran up.
Could have been that witch in there.
Yeah, I ran up and snuck in and just sat down and looked at her. I said, how can I help you? She said, oh, she looked at me like she was pissed off.
Like, going to be pissed.
Yeah, she was upset.
Right.
She wanted to sit next to her.
Your punk ass can be pissed.
And I looked at her and I said, Doug, can I help you? Well, I was going to give her this $5.
You ain't
like,
giving a shit.
I'm like, okay.
You giving me. You ain't giving her a damn.
Like, right. So the son said, oh, well, she was just so smart. So I thought to tell my mom.
And she is.
And yeah, and so I brought my mom. She was so impressed because the man walked by and said, oh, hi. And she said, how's wrong? And she's speaking so well.
Yeah,
she was kind of tripping.
Yeah.
And she was just like, well, you're a priest. Thank you. And he was like, man, how old are you? Said, 2.
Yeah, that's Abigail.
He's kind of tripping out. And so he told Mama, and Mama wanted to come see the little girl. She wanted to give her a little $5. I'm like, oh, I'll take that.
You got that right.
You ain't giving her. I'll take it.
Well, you don't right.
Drink no beer. I said, well, I'll probably do what I want to do with it.
Yeah, you got it. You know, take his $5 and shove it up your ass. But it's my child.
Exactly. And sure enough, as soon as the ass walked off, we got done eating. I said, all right, girl, we're going to go on out of here.
Yeah.
I left that money right there on the table.
Yeah,
five.
Deuces. See ya.
But I just thought about that when you said they want to squeeze them. So, they the devil want our children. Straight up. Satan wants them.
See, a lot of people don't understand that these people are demonically driven.
Yes. They see something these children
they don't understand that Satan comes as an angel of light.
Yeah.
He's subtle.
Yeah.
They befriend.
Mm-hmm.
They act like.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know our discernment level is way the hell up here. You know how people tell me they want to take Jonathan?
I'll bust their head. Call them.
They say they want to take
him. Like, you, okay, you taking my head? Let me. All you gotta do is just.
Oh, just look,
I'm telling you right now, me and Gideon and Frogman, we will call
about
heaven and earth.
I talk about the saints. I tell the saints all the time. I talk about you need to give off the stink.
Say it again.
You give off the stink about yourself. You make sure they know that it ain't what's up.
This is real.
Yeah. Every time I say that shit, I just look at them.
You come try to take one of our damn children, that's the day your ass is, you terminated.
Boy, they be like, he's so beautiful. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure he is. So you ain't that, you know what I mean? He's in something else. He's something else. I think about Daniel in the book, how, you know, had to be able to choose. You know what I mean? And we're going to take the good of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to set them in these quarters. And, we're gonna
and they're going to train them up for the benefit of their team. There you go.
Yeah, I'll be thinking about stuff like that. Like, nah, hell no.
And they're going to take the best of ours.
No, not at all. We're going to use a bus.
I give the best of my damn toe jam up your ass. That's what I, anyway. Let me stop. Glory to the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Lions Den coming up next. We bless you all. Geez, thanks for being here reading again. Elder. Words of wisdom. I hope it edifies somebody. Elder Rupert said, beautiful broadcast. I love all of Israel. All of us do. I bless y'all in sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, while soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Lions Den coming up next. Sorry to be about 12, 13 minutes tardy, but we here. We're looking forward to seeing the broadcast. Shabbat Shalom. See y'all tomorrow morning.
Hallelujah.
All right. Same channel, same station, same broadcast, same time. Well, it ain't the same time.
No.
We at 11 a.m., right? Central Standard Time. Y'all already know the drill, man. We'll see y'all tomorrow morning at service, all right?
Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Come on, teach. Bring us out of here. King come. Y'all still up? You gotta be shitting me. Y'all still up? John, what are you still doing up?